여러분들이 예배할 때마다 항상 기억해야 되는 게 있습니다.
Every time you worship, there is something you must always remember.
또 이제 이 메시지 가지고 본부와 세계 흐름을 타면서 이 교회 흐름을 잡고 기도할 때 어떤 일이 나는가 하는 걸 아셔야 됩니다.
And you need to be aware of what kinds of things happen when you hold on to the headquarters messages, the world's messages, as along with your church's pulpit message.
중요한 응답이 일어납니다.
It is at that time that an important answer arises.
복음을 모르고 영의 세계를 모르는 사람들이 뭐 기도하고 예배만 드리면 되느냐 이러는데 그거는 정말 정말 모르는 소리입니다.
People who don't know the gospel and don't know the spiritual realms, they ask, well, does it really work just worshiping and giving prayer? They're asking that because they don't understand.
영적 상태에 따라서 응답합니다.
Because answers come depending on your spiritual state.
영적 상태가 무너져 있으면요, 계속 무너집니다.
If your spiritual state is in a state of collapse, then everything else will crumble in turn.
상관없습니다.
It is regardless of the effort you display.
그래서 여러분들이 영적으로 강하고 바르면 지금 어려워도 상관없이 응답 옵니다.
That's why if you are strong, spiritually speaking, even if you're facing difficulties right now, answers will come later on.
나의 것이 아니죠. 이거 가지고는 우리가 응답받을 수가 없으니까요.
That's why it's not my things, because we cannot receive answers by our things alone.
다른 세계인데 이게 뭡니까? 하나님의 것이죠.
It's a different world for us, but what does that different world entail?
이때에 굉장한 일이 벌어집니다.
It's the things of God, and it is at this time that tremendous works arise.
관계했습니까?
And what is this connected with?
보좌와 천군 이렇게 관계 있어요.
This is connected with the throne as well as the heavenly armies of angels.
마귀 백성이 아니고 보좌의 백성이기 때문에 관계 있습니다.
You are not people of the devil because this is in connection with the throne.
그러면 어떤 메시지를 붙잡았을 때 그렇나요?
Then we need to ask ourselves, then how can we enjoy this? When we hold on to what message can we enjoy this? That's important.
구약 성경은 뭘 얘기했나면요. 다른 거 다 중요하지 않아요. 가장 중요한 게 그리스도를 보내겠다는 겁니다.
What is the most important emphasis of the Old Testament? Nothing else is important. It's emphasizing that he will send the Christ.
이게 구약 성경입니다.
That's the Old Testament.
생각해 보세요. 우리가 친구끼리 얘기하거나 성도끼리 얘기해도 중요한 거 다 빼버리고 엉뚱한 거 자꾸 얘기하면 그 사람하고 얘기하기 싫다니까요. 그렇죠?
So just think to yourself, even if you're speaking with a friend or a church believer, if they disregard all the important things that you speak about and only hold on to the unimportant things, you don't want to speak with them anymore.
정확하게 그 사람이 뭘로 필요한지 그걸 알고 얘기해야지. 그거는 다 빼고 엉뚱한 말 자꾸 하고 그러면요. 그 사람하고 전화하기 싫어요.
And even if you were to have a phone call with somebody, if they don't focus on the important matters and instead talk about the unnecessary things, then you don't want to speak with them on the phone anymore.
성경은 하나님의 말씀이기 때문에 선지자들이 주로 기록했기 때문에 그대로 기록했지만 목표는 이거예요.
The Bible is the word of God and it was recorded by the prophets, but the purpose is this, it's Christ.
그리스도 보내겠다는 겁니다.
It's that he will send the Christ.
여기에 따라서 대역사 일어나고 안 일어나고요.
And depending on this determines whether great answers will take place or not.
멀어져 있을 때마다 재앙이 맺죠.
Every time the people of God were very far away, they strayed far away from this, that's when disasters ensued. And every time they restored this, the works arose.
한 명 예들어 하면 모세입니다. 그렇죠.
And one example of that would be Moses.
그 한마디에 모든 거 끝난 겁니다.
God commanded, go and give the blood sacrifice, and with those words, everything came to an end.
그러면 신약 성경은 그리스도 오셨다는 겁니다.
Then the New Testament emphasizes that Christ has come.
성경이에요.
That's the Bible.
우리 성경 말씀을 바로 붙잡아야 응답이 오지. 틀리게 붙잡고 있으면 응답 안 오고요.
And only when you hold on to the accurate word of God correctly in the Bible can answers come. If you hold on to it incorrectly, you can't receive answers.
이게 문제 아니고요. 이런 쪽으로 답이 딱 나 있는 사람은 예를 들어서 우리 친구가 뭐 문제가 왔단 말이에요.
So it's not about judging somebody else. Let's say that, for example, you're holding on to this and this friend next to you is experiencing problems. Your eyes to see are different. Words are different. And you're able to genuinely pray for this person. And you can have compassion on them and have mercy on them. You want to help them. But those who don't have the gospel, when somebody errs or makes a mistake, you just all of a sudden have that kind of abhorrence and hatred, and you just want to attack them.
미워지니까.
But that hatred or dislike, it's from Satan.
미워서 하는 거예요.
Why do people murder others? It's because they have that enmity, that hatred inside of them.
그리스도가 뭔다는 거 아니깐요.
And they keep holding on to the wrong things instead. What does the word Christ mean? He was the one who crumbled down Satan. And what else? It's a background that drives us into destruction, which is hell. He broke down that background. It's a tremendous word, Christ. And because we have the background of Satan and hell, what continues on for us? Disasters continue.
이것을 깨뜨린 참된 왕이다 그 말이에요.
He is a true king who broke down the authority of Satan. How amazing is that?
그 말씀도 이 흐름을 보고 있어야 아 지금 복음이 얼마나 없구나 이구나 알아야 응답이 오고 안 오고 하는 거예요.
And you need to know the stream of this word. You need to be able to see and discern whether the gospel is here or it's absent, and then you're able to receive answers or not.
이 답이 없으면요. 그리스도에 대한 이 이런 확실한 게 없으면 이게 임하기 때문에 나이 들어도 문제가.
And it's not even about the answers. If you don't have the sure conclusion of Christ, Satan, hell, disasters ensue. That's why the older you get, the bigger the problems. And at that time, you're so ashamed. You can't even speak about it. And if you fail when you're young, it's all right. But if you fail when you're older, you're so embarrassed by that, you can't even speak about it.
이 그리스도께서 제일 많이 말씀하신 게 뭐냐는 겁니다.
And what is it that this Christ spoke about the most?
그렇죠?
Right?
그러면 우리도 그렇잖아요. 부모님이 얘기 많이 해서 무슨 얘기를 많이 했나고 부모님에 대한 그 메시지잖아요.
And you need to think carefully, for example, about what your parents speak about the most, because that's the message they want to give to you.
그리스도께서 오셔서 뭘 제일 많이 얘기했나?
Then when Jesus came as a Christ, what did he speak about the most?
처음에 딱 뭐라고 말했어요?
What was the first thing he said?
회개하라, 천국이 가까웠느니라.
Matthew 10:7, repent for the kingdom of God is near.
이 이전에 예수님께서 제일 먼저 얘기할 때요.
And even before that, the very first message that Jesus gave.
산에서 진짜 복을 가르치면서 천국이 너희 것입니다.
He spoke about the blessings of God in Matthew 5:3. He gave this message.
천국이 너희 것입니다.
And he said the kingdom is yours.
아, 천국이지만 천국이 너희 것이다라고 직접 말한 게 두 군데 있죠.
And of course we have the background of the kingdom of God, but he says twice directly he says for yours is the kingdom of heaven.
그리고는 마무리할 때쯤 됐어요. 주기도문 가르치고 난 뒤에 마무리할 때 주기도 가르칠 때 마태복음 10절에도 기도 딴 거 하지 말고 앞에 8절에 뭐라고 돼 있는 거니까 네 기도하는 내용을 하나님이 아신다 말이에요.
And also when he teaches the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:10, he says that the Lord already knows what you will pray about. So instead pray that God's kingdom come. That's what Jesus says.
마지막에도 예수님께서 기도 마무리했을 때도 너희는 먼저 그의 나라와 그의 의를 구해라.
And even as he's concluding his prayer, Matthew 6:33, he says once again, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
이래놓고는 제자들을 현장으로 보낸 겁니다.
And then he commissions out his disciples into the field.
현장 보낼 때도 예수님이 첫 번째로 준 메시지예요.
And even as he commissioned them out into the field, this is the very first message Jesus gave.
하나님의 나라 임했다고 얘기해라.
Matthew 10:7, go and proclaim that the kingdom of God is near.
가까웠다라고 얘기해라.
Go and proclaim that heaven is near.
예수님이 구약 때부터 약속된 그리스도께서 오셔서 이 말만 하셨다니까요.
This is a tremendous message. The Christ who was prophesied from the Old Testament came and this is all he spoke about. It doesn't just end with that.
너희 집에 강한 자가 있으면 집을 지킬 수 있겠냐?
He then asks in Matthew 12:28-30, if there's a strong man in the house and you don't bind him, how can you bring out the goods in his household?
성령이 임하고 사단이 결박되면 하나님의 나라 임하였느니라.
He says you need to bind Satan, and if Satan is bound and God's spirit comes upon you, that means the kingdom of God has been established. And he even says, if you don't understand these words, then you have nothing to do with me, and you have nothing to do with God.
정통교회라고 하는 오래 믿은 바리새인이 비난했다니까요.
And who brought this to the fore as an issue? The Pharisees, the Orthodox believers.
하나님의 나라.
But even then, he speaks about the kingdom of God.
마태복음 13장 전체에서는요, 천국에 관한 비유를 얘기했어요.
And in all of Matthew 13, we see he continues to give parables about heaven. He asks, do you know what the kingdom of God is? It's like a mustard seed you can't see with your eyes, but this becomes a great tree. It's like the yeast. You can't see it with your eyes, and yet it transforms the entire flower. It looks as though you're just toiling in the fields, but in that field, we see that there is treasure hidden. And these are the words that Jesus continues to speak about.
그리고 뭡니까?
And
마지막 때도 말씀하셨어요.
He says it once again in the end.
때도.
In the end.
마지막에 감람원으로 부르셔서 마지막 메시지 때도 그때는 집중적으로 40일 동안 하나님 나라의 일을 설명해요.
We see that in the end he calls together his apostles to the Mount of Olives.
이 말을 제일 잘 알아들은 사람이 바울이요. 그러니까 바울이 사도행전 19장에 8절에 보면 하나님 나라에 관하여 담대히 석 달 동안 얘기했더라.
And we see that there he concentrates and only speaks about the kingdom of God for 40 days in Acts 1:3. Paul understood this most, and that's what he says in Acts 19:8.
알고 말씀을 받거나 교회를 섬기거나 기도할 때 이런 일이 벌어져.
He continues to give the message about the kingdom of God, and when you know this, and when you're able to serve the church with this, and these are the works that arise.
자 그러면 왜 이 말을 했을까요?
Then why did Jesus speak about these things?
첫째입니다.
The first point in the main message.
사단의 나라.
Because there's a dominion of Satan.
있기 때문에요.
Because that exists.
그래서 이 기도를 하지 않으면 이걸 모르면 신앙생활이 안 돼요.
And that's why if you don't know this and you don't pray this prayer, you cannot live your walk of faith.
여러분이 이것으로 충만해지면 저절로 영적 문제는 없어져요.
When you are filled with this, very naturally your spiritual problems will disappear.
없애려고 하는 거는 그 단계가 힘이 들어요.
It just has to disappear. If you struggle to try to get rid of it, it becomes very arduous.
어떤 사람은 마약을 죽어도 먹고 어떤 사람은 바로 끊은 사람이 있어요. 바로 끊은 사람이 물어보면요. 자기도 모르겠대요. 그냥 생각이 안 난대.
And there are some people who struggle to try to kick their bad habit of drug abuse. They can't. There are others who quit right away.
늘고 옛날에 교도소 가고 이랬는데 어느 날 그게 생각이 안 난대.
And they used to go in and out of prison because of their drug habit, but you ask them later on, they say, I don't even remember. I don't even recall. And they say, I'm not, you know, resisting it. I don't even know why I took the drugs in the first place. They're not bearing with it and they're not actually resisting the urge. It's no longer needed for them. That's true healing. If you need it, but you could continue to resist that, that's not healing. You want to use those drugs, but you keep resisting that? That's not true healing.
이 하나님의 나라가 내게 임해버리면 이게 무너져 버려요.
If God's kingdom comes upon you, the dominion of Satan crumbles down.
그래서 나를 움직이고 우리 집안을 무너뜨리고 하는 이 조건들이 필요 없이 되는 거예요.
And that's why you no longer need the conditions by which you or your household or your family line is crumbled down.
사단이 말이죠. 완전히 조직을 만들고.
And we see that the Satan has an organization in place.
이미 알고 계시죠?
You know this already.
이걸 가지고 완전히 조직을 만들어.
We see with Genesis 3:4-5, 6:4-5, and 11:1-8.
조직을 만드는데 어떻게 만드는 거니까 일본이나 한국이나 이런 나라에는 우상 비슷하게 만들어.
There's a set structure in place. For example, in places like Korea or Japan, there's idol worship. It's a religion.
수준 있는 미국이나 유럽 같은 데서는 어떻게 만드는 거니까 굉장한 고급스러운 그 아주 작품으로 딱 만들고.
But in very highly developed nations like the U.S. or Europe, it's a very sophisticated form of this. And that's why everybody falls head over heels for that.
넘어가는데 미국에는 다 넘어가.
And we see that in the underdeveloped countries, this may not have that kind of pull for people. But in the U.S. and other countries.
그냥 끝낸 게 아니고요. 완전히 기술과 문화를 만들어요.
It has a very strong appeal. It doesn't just end with that. They make the skills as well as the culture from this.
모든 청소년들은 다 끌리다 갑니다.
And that's why we see that all of the youth are falling into this technology and culture.
그 사람들 때문에 쓰고 있는 휴대폰만 해도요. 그 영향을 우리가 받고 있는 거죠.
And we see that when we just look at the cell phones that we're using right now, the smartphones, we are already drawn into this.
이제 이걸로 끝난 게 아니에요.
And moreover,
이게 완전히 지금 이제 학문 속으로 파고들어.
Now it's entering and plowing into the academia.
이게 된 뭡니까?
And
미래까지 다 장악하겠다는 겁니다.
We see that as it does so, what it does is they're going to conquer the world, the future.
완전히 세상을 지금 사단이 장악하고 있습니다.
And in this way, Satan has completely seized control of the entire world.
이렇게 해서 잘 되면 도와주면 되잖아요.
And if that's the case, if this leads to positive results, we should support these efforts, right? But that's not it.
급작스럽게 미국에는 정신병자들이 급증을 하고 있어요.
Because all of a sudden we see a tremendous surge in the number of people with mental disorders in America.
사람 대통령도 모릅니다. 왜 온지도 몰라.
It doesn't matter if somebody becomes a new president if they don't know the gospel. They don't even know why these problems come.
공격적으로 하고 있다.
And these people are doing this full force.
아주 그것도 뛰어나게.
In a very high-level, sophisticated manner.
작품을 만들어버리니까.
They make it into a sort of masterpiece, a work of art.
아예 작품을 만드니까 다 넘어가는 거예요.
And because it's made into a work of art, everybody swarms to it.
4차 산업도 장악할 게 분명하고요.
And of course, they will now try to seize control over the fourth industrial revolution.
여러분 4차 산업은 이제 여러분하고는 직접 관계 없는 것처럼 보이지만은 우리 후대들하고는 직접 관계 있습니다.
And it may appear as though the things of the 4IR have nothing to do directly in correlation with us, but it has a direct connection with our posterity.
일이, 이제 길거리에 공중전화기 통신음 될 겁니다.
Just to give a very simple example of this, the work that you're doing now, it'll just become like a public phone booth that we used to see a long time ago, because everything will transform in that way.
그걸 갈 수밖에 없어요.
And right now, we have no choice but to head towards that direction.
굳이 이제 뭐 대형 백화점을 지을 필요 있나?
And the question arises, do we need to have these kinds of mega-sized department stores? No, there's no need.
여러분, 아주 한복판에 그 진짜 큰 건물들 강북에 있잖아요. 강북에 큰 건물들이 비기 시작했습니다.
And we see that we have a lot of these big buildings in Seoul, in the heart of Seoul, in the 강북 area, the northern...
사람들 올라와서 부자 된 동네고, 강북은 진짜 원래 뭐 종로기 다 강북입니다. 이진 쪽에는 굉장하거든요. 그게 이제 비기 시작해요.
In northern Seoul, we see that now it's becoming empty. Those buildings are now not being used and rented, are not being rented. 종로, all of that is in northern Seoul.
세상 나라.
And we see
세상 나라는 하나밖에 모르는 거예요.
The kingdom of the world. And this worldly kingdom only knows one thing.
잘 먹고 잘 살게 해달라 말이죠.
It's food, clothing, and shelter. Simply put, we just want to make a living.
잘 먹고 잘 살게 해주면 그게 최고야.
We just forego all the spiritual things, making a good living for ourselves. That's the best.
그래서 사단 때문에요. 먹는 거, 입는 거 때문에 다 죽여버리죠.
And that's why, because they're driven by Satan, so far as they can make a living, they'll do it, even if they have to kill somebody in the process. Just like the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And it was from that point on that they began to wear the leather clothes. And then they wanted to build up this residence for themselves, the Tower of Babel. The people of the world only knows about this.
이 사람들은 지금 기독교 이런 부분을 그저 하나 종교라고 생각합니다.
And these people consider Christianity just one other religion.
맞잖아요. 문화 종교지.
That's right. It's just another religion.
그래서 이 사람들은 지금 그리스도께서 왕 선자 제사장으로 오셨다.
And the fact that Christ came as the king, the prophet, and the priest,
성령직이라든지,
the three offices of Christ,
성령, 삼일째 하나님이시다.
God, the Trinity, so the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
이런 말은 이해도 안 돼요.
They cannot even begin to comprehend these words. What kind of insane words are those?
당연히 이해 안 되죠.
Of course, they will not be able to understand.
이게 세상 나라예요.
That's the worldly kingdom.
그래가지고 뭐 이제 종교 만드는 게 뭐 이렇게 좋냐 없어 그냥 뭐 뭔가 역사에 난다 따라 붙는 거예요.
And so religion, what's so good about that? So far as works arise, let's all swarm to that.
거짓말하든 사기를 치든 뭐 크게 만들어 뿌리면 막 그렇게 가요.
whether it's a despicable lie, whether it's a sham, it doesn't matter. As long as it's great and it brings about great answers, let's all go there.
이런 상황입니다.
That's the situation we're in.
인간적인 욕심 아니고 영적으로 여러분들이 전쟁을 하는데 예, 울산에서 전 지역으로요 앞으로 정말 기도하세요. 전 지역을 영적으로 장악하는 살인간들을 세워야 돼요.
So it's not a personal ambition. It's I'm saying that all of you here in Ulsan, you must stand as a spiritual commanders because you need to save this field.
지금부터 렘넌트를 세워서 꽂으라니까요.
And fight the spiritual battle. If it doesn't work, then raise up the remnants.
그게 모르면 전략 아닙니까?
Isn't that the Mormon strategy?
얼마나 잘 안 되거든. 좋아, 막 그냥 스무 살짜리. 그것도 공부 잘하는 대학생들. 장로 임명해서 파송해.
It doesn't work so well with the adults, and that's why they raise up 20-year-olds, very well-learned individuals from college and universities.
양복 입고 돌아다니는 걔들이 다 장로입니다.
They appoint them as elders, and then they send them out. All those Mormons who are wear the suits and walk around, they're all Mormon elders. They're very well trained, very well learned.
3단체가 좀 겁을 낼 정도로 장악했다.
To the point where the three organizations of the U.S. feel threatened by them.
참 대단하더만 이 사람들.
How amazing is that?
이렇게 나옵니다.
And that's what we're seeing now.
심지어 보세요. 제자들까지도 말이죠.
And we see it goes so far as with the disciples. 5 bread and 2 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They fed 5,000. Everybody crowds around there. And in today's passage, they look at Jesus and say, "It's a ghost."
그러니까 너무 좋아가지고. 나도 그렇게 해달라 무리로.
But they see later on as he draws nearer that he's Jesus, and then he says, "Let me walk on the water too."
무서워 가지고 말 이런 상황입니다.
And then the wind begins to blow. He's so afraid. That's what's happening.
그리스도를 어떻게 볼 것이냐?
How will we perceive Christ?
물리로 그러냐 물속으로냐 중요한 거 아닙니다.
Whether he walks on the water or under the water, it's not important.
구약 때부터 약속 때 가지고 지금 영원히 일어나는 이 문제를 놓고 보는 이 그리스도 어떻게 볼 거냐 하는 겁니다.
He was prophesied long ages past in the Old Testament. He's the one who solved these three problems. How will we perceive the Christ?
정말 이 진짜 미국의 엘리트들에게 메시지 좀 전해야 돼요.
We need to share this gospel with the elites of the United States.
그때는 사실 내가 미국 국회에 잠깐 얘기할 수 있는 시간이 있었는데 막 긴 메시지를 못 하겠더라고요.
And there was a time when I was invited by to speak at the U.S. Congress, but I couldn't speak very long. But we see that right now the U.S. situation is dire. They're completely swallowed up inside of this. And the U.S. is so ashamed they can't even begin to speak about this matter.
여러분처럼 그런 얘기 못해요. 의지간하면은 사실 아이들 특별한 감이 안 보내는 게 좋아요.
And that's why, if you can, try not to send your children over there.
앞에까지 간 겁니다. 지금은요. 심각합니다.
It might have been different in the past, but now they're in dire straits. It's come to a point where many people are experiencing mental disorders.
이 사단이 완전히 후대를 잡아.
And the Satan has completely seized control of the world. You need to hold on to this and pray.
건축 정도 이래 생각할 건 안 되고요. 진짜 24 기도하세요.
Don't just think about it at the level of your church construction. Stake your lives and pray 24-hour prayer.
그리고 우리 후대들이 정말 일만의 울산 와서 기도할 수 있도록.
Stake your lives so that your posterity can come to Emmanuel Ulsan Church and pray.
그래서 소수의 이 지금 하나님의 나라가 뭔지 아는 사람이 세계를 살린 거예요.
The minority of people who knew what the God's kingdom meant saved the world.
드디어 지금 뭡니까? 예수님께서 물 위로 걸었다.
We see here in today's passage that Jesus walked on the water and he calmed the winds. What does that mean?
그 지금 바람이 문제가 아니고 물 위로 걷는 게 문제가 아니라 이 말이에요.
The issue, the heart of the matter is not the wind ceasing or him walking on water. What does he want to emphasize?
그리스도가 누구시냐는 겁니다.
Who exactly is the Christ?
그 그리스도에 대한 지금 그 진정한 정체성을 지금 알아야 되는 겁니다.
We need to be aware of the true identity of Christ.
자, 그러면 마태복음 5장에서부터 쭉 일어나면서 그 병든 자를 고치고 이런 쭉 보세요.
And then think about this, the whole process of Matthew 5 going moving on him healing the sick.
그게 특징이 뭔 거니까 완전히 근원을 치유해 보는 게 나와요.
What is the commonality between all of those places
치유,
and scenes?
치료지. 이게 치유가 안 된다는
He provides fundamental healing. The world can only offer treatment, but he gives fundamental healing.
만나는 순간요, 근원이 치유된 역사는.
The moment you meet with the Christ, your fundamentals are healed.
이걸 보고 뭐랍니까?
And what do we refer to this as?
하나님이 위에서 내리는 그야말로 위에서 내리는 힘이죠, power.
And we can refer to it this way, that it is the heavenly power, the power God gives from above. And it goes beyond this as well.
완전히 여러분에게는요, 위에서 정도가 아니고요. 위의 주인인 하나님, 보좌의 능력으로 역사해요.
Not only does he give you the heavenly power, he gives to you the power of the throne.
결국은 뭡니까?
And in the end, what is it?
얘기, 이 얘기인 겁니다, 지금.
This is what Jesus wants to speak about.
당연히 바리새인들 알아듣지도 못해요. 알아들을 수 있는 귀가 없어요.
Of course, the Pharisees cannot understand. They don't have the ears to be able to understand.
그 사람들은 어떻게라도 말이 이렇게 저렇게 해서 줄 잘 서서 예? 한 자리 차지해서 가겠다는데 어떻게 이 말을 알아듣겠어요?
All they're concerned about is meeting with the right people so that they can go to the position of strength that they want to be in. How can they be concerned with this? How can they understand?
교통 다 지켜야 구원받는 그런 IQ를 가지고 어떻게 세계를 살리겠나요?
And they have a sort of very low IQ where they believe that all of the traditions and rights of the Jewish people need to be kept in order for them to receive salvation.
교통 다 지켜야 구원받는다니까 그게 말이 되는 IQ입니까?
And how can it be that you can save the world with that kind of IQ where you think that you can only be saved by keeping all the traditions of the Jewish people? From the very beginning until the very end, Jesus only speaks about this.
여러분, 이걸 알고 기도하시면 응답이 오게 돼 있습니다.
If you pray knowing this, the answers will come. What kind of answers?
그냥 우리는 막연하게 기다리는 게 아닙니다. 어떤 응답 말입니까?
We're not just ambiguously waiting for something that might not come to fruition. What are we waiting for?
아무도 빼앗아 갈 수 없어요.
From this moment on, nobody can take it away from you.
뭡니까? 이거 한다니까.
What is that? It's only uniqueness and recreation.
24시간.
And that's why I say, don't do anything else, just do 24-hour.
사람 말 만들어도 역사 안 나요.
If you're going to come to church, and so long as you don't listen to the words of other people, the works can arise. Don't listen to their words.
존중하고. 귀하게 생각하고 도와주고 이러면 돼. 그 사람 말은 되지만.
You must respect them and you must hold them in high esteem, but you cannot listen to their words.
이거면 응답이나. 저는 그 교회 어릴 때부터 했잖아요. 교회 보고 아.
Even with that alone, the answers can come. I went to church since I was very young.
이거 뭐이면 말해야 돼.
And I thought, oh, there is, you know, there's no church prayer facility.
나 그것도 없지. 그러면 남이 말해야 돼.
That's why people have no choice but to gather together and just speak about others.
보통 너무 안 좋은 소리 들리면 막 그런 것도 얘기도 시큰 왔다 갔다 해야 또 뭔가 또 시간도 좀 때워지고 맞잖아요.
And time only passes when you speak 그렇잖아요. ill about others, slandering them, speak about the rumors that are flying around.
그러다 뭐 저 한국은 좀 나 미국 되는 데는 막 도대체 한국 사람끼리 모여서 난리를 쳐야 된 거예요.
Perhaps Korea is a little bit better off than the U.S. In the U.S., Korean people gather together and they do all sorts of things.
기가 찬 일이요.
How astounding is that?
그걸 알았기 때문에요. 사람 말만 안 들어도 역사는.
Because I was aware of that, I didn't heed the words of people. Even with that alone, even with just simply giving worship unto God, the works can arise. We don't receive answers by having this very long and arduous process of enlightenment like Buddha.
돌을 닦고 막 산속 깊이 들어가고 막 맨발로 다니고 했더니 응답 왔다. 그런 사기꾼 같은 그런 복음이 아니다 이 말이요.
You don't need to go barefoot, go deep into the forest where there's no people, it's isolated, and really take the path of enlightenment. That enlightenment, that's not the way you receive answers. It's only uniqueness, recreation.
이때부터 뭐가 나온 줄 압니까?
And from this point on, what results?
평생의 달란트가 딱 나와.
You are able to discover your lifelong talent.
이거 여러분 후대에게는 꼭 가르쳐야 돼요.
You must teach this to your children.
평생의 전문성이 나오고 평생의 현장성이 나와요.
Your lifelong talent as well as your lifelong field applicability results.
이거는 책임지고 후대에 가르쳐야 되기 때문에 여러분이 붙잡아야 될 언약이.
And it is your responsibility to share this with the posterity, so you must hold fast to it.
이때부터 뭡니까?
And from this point on,
전에는 응답을 찾아갔습니다. 아니 이제 옵니다.
You see that now the answers come. In the past, 그렇죠. You used to go and seek of answers, in search of answers.
찾아갔어요.
In the past, you went and searched for answers.
요셉이 어디 있는가 보고 응답을 보내시는 겁니다.
For Joseph, we see God looked and saw where Joseph was, and He sent all the answers to him.
플랫폼.
That's the platform.
아, 이만한 울산교회 중지자가 어디냐 보고 하나님의 축복을 쏟아부는다. 이 정도 돼야 여러분이 이제 진짜 응답을 받은 거예요.
And you can only receive genuine answers when God looks around in search of the church officers of Ulsan, and He just sends all the answers your way.
갔더니 빛이 있어.
And you go there,
마음이가 빛이 있어.
And there's light. It's filled with darkness, but there's light.
파수망대가 있어.
And we see it's the watchtower.
그 불빛을 보고 가봤더니 메시지가 있어.
You follow that light, and you discover the message.
그걸 보고 안테나라고 합니다.
And that's what we call the antenna.
이겁니다.
It's this.
그래서 여러분들이 이 건축하는 동안에는 건축을 하면 여러 가지 말도 많아지거든요.
And as you do church construction, many people will say many things.
여러분이 더 중요한 응답을 받아야 돼.
Those things may be important, but you must receive a more important answer that surpasses that.
후대를 놓고 우리의 모든 눈물과 모든 기도와 모든 피를 바쳐도 좋다 할 정도로요. 준비해야 돼요.
To the point where you can say, all of my tears, all of my efforts, toil, all of my prayers will go to my next generation.
부산, 서울 다 간소화 그래 해야 돼요.
The same goes for Busan and Seoul as well. That's what we need to do. We need to leave behind a history.
그 우상 신전에 말이요. 천년 된 돌기둥이 돼.
We see you go to Europe and you've seen these idolatrous pagan temples. There's a pillar that's 1,000 years old. Satan really is amazing.
어떤 그 교회는요, 성전, 우상 신전인데 400년을 지어 400년.
And there's some cathedrals. It's now an idol worshiping temple, but they built it for 400 years.
지었다는 말이에요, 이게.
The fact that they made it for 400 years means that it went on from generation to generation. How amazing is that?
이 사단이 전략이 뛰어납니다.
Satan has a truly amazing strategy he's employing.
우리 기도해야 돼요.
We need to pray for this.
이 통틀어서 하나님의 나라.
This all together, we can summarize it as the kingdom of God.
예수님이 40일 동안 설명했다.
And Jesus explained about the kingdom of God for 40 days.
언약만 붙잡아도 분명히 응답할 겁니다.
Even if you simply hold on to the covenant, the answers will surely come.
굳게 잡는 날이 되기를 예수 그리스도 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that this may be the day in which you firmly hold on to that covenant.
감사드립니다.
Let's pray, God, we thank you.
오늘 언약의 날이 되게 하옵소서.
May today be the day of the covenant.
정확한 하나님의 언약을 붙잡는 플랫폼이 되게 해 주옵소서.
May we stand as a platform by which we can firmly hold on to the word of God.
빛을 비추는 파수망이 되게 해 주옵소서.
And may we become the watchtower to shine the light everywhere.
후대들, 병든 자들이 모여드는 그야말로 영적인 안테나가 있는 교회 되게 하옵소서.
May it be a church with a spiritual antenna so that all of the posterity and all of those who are in need of healing can come.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.